ali é marcher, marcher, marcher.
Bruce Sunpai Barnes, musician, park ranger, chief of the Northside Skull and Bone Gang, is standing in front of the Backstreet Cultural Museum in Treme. It's Carnival 2020, a week or so before Mardi Gras.
And on Mardi Gras morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, this is the home of the Northside Skull and Bone Gang. We've been masking, we celebrate our 200th anniversary this past year. So we come out of here in the morning, we sing and we chat, we entertain our ancestral spirits in the cemetery, and we invite them to come and take a walk with us. And so we sing songs to get them to do that. You know, if you want to be in contact with your relatives, you got to do something nice for them. They ain't just coming for any old janky thing that you want unless you want some trouble, so. You have to be nice to them, pour them some libations, give them some of the things that they want, and then they come and visit you, and they will give you what you need, whether you want it or not. So, works like that. We wake people up, bring them social warnings. We denounce violence. Domestic violence, drug violence, violence against children, women, men against each other, ethnicities, race, all of the ignorance, all of the dumb things that will create your early demise. So we bring people warnings. We also have fun and sing to people, put a little bit of humor in it, and everybody's in this club. Our motto is, you next. So don't be tripping. Come check us out on Mardi Gras morning. Don't worry about setting your alarm. Just give me the number. I will call all of y'all. You know what I mean? Don't be mad at me when I wake you up and tell you to get up out the bed, though. So we also go in people's houses and, you know, we knock on their doors and we get in bed with them and wake them up. So, you're laughing, but it's true. We absolutely do it.
Bruce Barnes has been the chief of the Northside Skull and Bone Gang for the last 15 years. He points behind him at the gang's HQ, the Backstreet Cultural Museum.
See our flag hanging up there? This is Bone Gang headquarters, and we mask out of here. And, you know, lots of people come by, all of the maskers in the neighborhood, far and near, come by and stop by the Backstreet on Carnival Day, on Mardi Gras Day. And we sing and eat Yakameen and have a good time. So.
But not this year. Because of COVID and common sense and the city's restrictions, the Skull and Bone Gang won't be coming off the back street's porch in the dark early morning, dressed as skeletons, or
skeleton, as they call it here.
Frightening and beautiful papier-mâché creations, some walking on stilts or wearing top hats. Otherworldly creatures you could just as easily see roaming the streets of Haiti during Carnival. Cultural traditions indigenous to New Orleans and Haiti, both grown from West African roots, demand we reckon with how fleeting life is.
People in Haiti, yeah, they understand it very clearly, as well as in New Orleans. The person who takes care of the cemetery, that's an important role to be able to, like, be able to be a custodian of the spirits that are passed on.
This year, the all-male, all-African descent gang will be inside lighting candles, honoring those who have passed on, especially Sylvester Francis, Backstreet's founder, who hosted the Skull and Bone Gang every Mardi Gras morning for 20 years. Bruce Barnes says these rituals help us remember that death is a part of life.
The physical world we're in right now and the one that we are headed for, there is no life without death.
In a year when life and death are on all our minds, it's good to remember that traditions like this one are much older than the length of a pandemic, hundreds of years older, and that they'll be there for us on the other side. I'm Eve Abrams.